once you have Bieber fever, I don't think it goes away. I'm at the ripe age of 26, and I think I would still freak out if I saw Justin Bieber.
That's Megan Maroney, and if I'm Justin Bieber, I'm liking that bit of news.
Well, you...
Megan Maroney talking about her childhood crush that apparently is still very much there.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of us that, even as adults, if we met someone that we crushed on when we were younger, you know, teenage times especially, that would still make you giddy. I'm a bit concerned about Stagecoach this year because the Backstreet Boys are playing Stagecoach.
Pause.
Backstreet's back, all right.
And we have a producer, Jessica, in our midst.
Yes, yes. I was a massive Backstreet Boys fan.
What teenage crush? Who is it that if you saw them today, it would still freak you out? You'd still be, Now, back to the Backstreet Boys, Jessica. Were you attracted to any specific particular Backstreet Boy, or was like any BSB will do?
I started with a Nick phase because it was a natural transition from like Jonathan Taylor Thomas into Nick Carter.
Sure, okay.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement, yes. Which every teenage girl crushed on.
Mm-hmm.
JTT.
Yes, JTT. My biggest phase was probably Brian, but now I'm more an AJ girl.
So Tammy's right. If we have the opportunity to talk to, even meet the Backstreet Boys, a Stagecoach, you're going to lose your mind?
Oh, you guys are going to have to be fully prepared to keep me. I don't know how I'm going to, I just don't know how I'm going to function. I'm going to need your help.
Tammy, who's your teenage crush that if you still saw them today, you'd like, oh my goodness.
If I were around Richard Gere,
still.
I might get really stupid around Richard Gere.
He's one of those examples of dudes that just get better looking with age, isn't he?
Oh, I know. Like Clooney.
Yeah, God, don't even bring up Clooney.
Or
that's a different...
Brad Pitt, same thing.
So I'm trying to think
he's hotter now than when he was younger. Oh,
I agree.
All right, rein it in, girls.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of my... I can't... There's too many.
All of them?
One with a pulse, I guess, would be my answer. I was just so desperate for any kind of action.
833-287-1037. Samantha, how about you? Who was your younger crush that if you saw him now would make you silly?
So he actually played Casper in the movie as like the real life kiddo. Oh my goodness, what is his name? So he played Casper the Ghost, but he was actually the actor that played it. Devin Sawa. Is his name. And he was in a lot of 90s movies.
Yeah, well, he is a good-looking guy.
Hold on, I have to see what this guy is.
I don't know what he looks like now, but...
he did quite a few movies. I see, Little Giants, Final Destination.
Yeah, Little Giants, yep.
That's kind of an obscure one.
No, it's not.
Oh.
You are clearly not a teenage girl from the 1990s.
Are you sure about that?
You go from... I also had a Devon Sawa phase. It was like JTT, Devon Sawa, and then maybe you went to a boy band. That's how it usually worked.
Okay.
Yeah. Devon Sawa
didn't
hot.
Know it was a checklist.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. This is fun.
Yeah.
A celebrity teenage crush that you had that if you saw them now as an adult, a responsible human being, you'd still be, oh my God. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Still trying to ponder who the teenage crush that I had.
First of all, don't say ponder.
I'm still trying to come up with a specific person that I crushed on as a teenager. And if I saw them today, I would be blown away still. Mm-hmm. There were so many movie stars and singers that I was just so enamored of. Mm-hmm. I even carried I even carried a picture of a woman from a JCPenney catalog in my wallet when I was a little boy.
Okay.
I thought she was so hot.
It's okay. You did. Who was your...
Who does that?
Well, I bet you weren't the only one. Who was your crush when you were a teen that if you met them now as an adult, you'd be like, ugh. 833-287-1037. Sergio and Chula Vista, who's yours?
I got to say Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah. She's there.
Yeah, right along with my husband.
Oh, man.
I remember the first time I ever saw her was probably... I grew up in the 90s, so I was born in 95, so the first time I ever saw her was in reruns in Seinfeld. There's an episode where George is dating someone, and his friend tells him, oh, yeah, I have a friend. She's an actress, and she loves stocky, bald men. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
And that's the first time I ever saw her, but... She appeared in the new Spider-Man series, and yeah,
she's hotter now, bro. By the way, if you really want to see Marissa Tomei, go rent The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sergio. Amber in La Mesa, who is the crush you had when you were younger that if you saw him now as an adult, you'd be like, oh, my goodness?
Joey Lawrence.
Joey. Oh,
sure.
Oh, he was so cute, wasn't he?
That's from Blossom?
Mm-hmm.
That's that guy?
Yeah.
No, not to be confused with his brother, Matthew Lawrence.
I also had a big crush on Matthew, too.
Okay.
Oh. It's just take the whole family. Why not? Tyler in El Cajon, who was your crush when you were younger that if you saw now as an adult, you'd be like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. It would be Josh Hartnett. Pearl Harbor was such a movie for me that I've watched all the time. It was torn between Ben Affleck and Josh Hartnett, but now Josh Hartnett is making a resurgence, so it makes my teenage heart so happy.
Did you see the movie that Josh Hartnett recently did?
Oh,
where
so
he
horrible. Yeah. So horrible.
I wanted to like it.
Yeah. It's so bad.
I know. I wanted to like it, but I know what you're talking about because I think a lot of it, not only obviously his looks, but there was something about his voice, right?
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Ashley, wrap this up. Ashley's in Carmel Mountain. The crush you had when you were younger, if you met as an adult, you'd be like, oh, this is just, I can't handle it.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Still.
How old are you now?
38.
Yeah, you're too old for him. I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah, way. Yeah, no. That's hilarious. Did it start with Titanic for you, or was that just a continuation of the crush?
Yes, that was probably when it shifted into a frenzy. Don't read into anything about my parenting style, but Basketball Diaries actually is where it started.
Sure.
It's a great movie.
Yes. Well, I'm going to take it real, real far back. Just strap in. My AOL screen name, Leo Lover, 111174. And yes, that is his birthday.
That is great.
That's so great. Thank you so much.
It took a lot to admit that. Good for you.
Yeah.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.